Welcome to the Tax Sell Podcast, where tax sell investing is made easy. My name is Casey Denman. I'm a tax sell veteran and expert. I am the author of the Tax Sell Playbook, founder of the Tax Sell Academy, and I am your host right here on the Tax Sell Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on today's podcast episode. As a reminder, this is a completely free podcast, and it's brought to you through and because of the Tax Sell Academy. So if you are looking to learn more about investing in tax defaulted real estate, make sure you head on over to TaxSellAcademy.com. All right, today I have a tremendous episode in store for you newer investors. There's a series of concerns that I address on a near daily basis, and more often than not, a lot of these concerns are very valid for new investors. But unfortunately, what I see is a lot of new investors tend to take one or two specific details about the tax sell business and allow themselves to get overwhelmed with those little details. So in today's episode, I'm going to go over three of the most common things that new investors tend to overcomplicate, and I'm going to attempt to simplify them as much as possible for you. Now, a lot of this comes down to simply taking the time to learn what you're doing. You know, it's kind of unreal what you can learn if you actually sit down and commit two or three solid, focused hours on something. You know, if you sit down for a week straight and you commit 40 uninterrupted hours into a new discipline, you will likely speed up your learning process by years ahead of everybody else who learns a little bit here and there as they scroll through their phone, watch TV, and attempt to learn something new, kind of on the side. Now, I suppose that's probably a podcast for a different day, but the point here is that a little bit of focus on learning about each one of these things can go a very long way. The first thing that I often see overcomplicated is setting up a holding entity. Now, this is the first step for many people, many business owners, many investors, and a lot of people never get past this step. Don't get me wrong. This does take a little bit of research. Maybe you have to call an attorney for help. Maybe you have to email your accountant to determine what the best legal entity is for you. Maybe it's an S-corp, LLC, trust, personal name, whatever it is. This can usually be determined through about two emails with an advisor or maybe 30 minutes worth of research online. For many folks, it's going to be an LLC if they need to set up any entity at all. So let's say you've established the fact you need to start an LLC. Great. Go out there and start an LLC. I had a friend one time that I talked to about a business idea that he had, and I gave him a little bit of advice. One of the first things that he needed to do in his situation was create an LLC. He could do that, then he could open a bank account and start selling his products. Obviously, being able to collect money is a very important part of business. So the LLC was the first step to that. 6 months went by, and I asked him if he had made any traction on his business idea. He told me that he was still working on setting up the LLC. Listen, setting up an LLC is likely the easiest part of any business. Obviously, if you're completely new to business, if you're green to every aspect of business, it might seem a little bit intimidating. I completely get that. But with about 3 minutes of Googling how to set up an LLC, it becomes pretty obvious very, very quickly. Let me give you a breakdown of the process for the state of Florida. You go to a website called sunbiz.org, click on Start a Business, scroll down to Limited Liability Company. You file your articles of organization by clicking the button and completing the form, and then you type in your credit card number to pay their fee, and you hit Submit. And whether your LLC is going to be set up in Florida or not, that's irrelevant because most states make it just about that easy. If you can fill in the blanks, you can start an LLC. This can literally be done in like 4 minutes if you're a slow typist and perhaps you need to go out and search for your credit card. Boom, you have your LLC very, very quickly. Super simple. After that, if you need to get an EIN, which is an employer identification number for tax returns, you get that from the IRS. Go to irs.gov, click on apply for EIN to get your employer ID number. Fill out their little form and you're done. That's a 3 or 4 step process. Need a bank account? Fantastic. Take all that information to your bank or find a bank online and sign up. Sure, there are turnaround times that the government controls. It's going to take you a little bit of time to get your EIN number, for example. But outside of that, it's about a 30-minute process, a 30-minute time investment at most for you to do what you need to do to set up the entity. And again, there are steps to take to ensure you're creating the right entity based on your personal risk and your finances and all that good stuff. I'm not telling you that a CPA or an attorney giving advice about this won't help you, because it absolutely will help you when it comes to determining which entity you need. But a little research also goes a very long way. But the act of filing the LLC, it's super simple. It's very, very fast in most situations. The next thing that I see overcomplicated so often is finding a tax cell list. And this is one that I get comments and questions about almost daily. And I'm not sure if new investors genuinely cannot find a tax cell list. Like, they've spent a lot of time searching online and they just can't locate it. Or maybe the comments are from those that are just curious, right? Where they stumbled across a video. Hey, that sounds pretty cool. Well, where can I see a list? Either way, it's not that big of a deal. There's a very easy solution. Now, I've got lots of videos on this one. Go to my YouTube channel and just search the word list, and you should have a number of videos that'll help you out, including many screen recordings of me showing you, walking through the process of how to get a tax cell list. But I want to provide a very quick walkthrough for those who are having this issue right now. Go to Google, type in the words tax cell, followed by whatever county and the name of state. So tax cell, Miami, Florida. That should pop up a number of different websites, but find the county's website that relates to tax cells in the county that you want to invest in. That could be the tax collector, the treasurer, the clerk of the court. A variety of different departments handle tax cells, and this varies from one area to the next. But go to the county department responsible for tax cells in that area and start clicking around. More than likely, you're going to find some sort of page related to tax cells. From there, you're going to find the information about their tax cell, including the list and how to access it. Now, keep in mind that some counties do contract third parties, such as auction companies or attorneys, to handle their tax cell auctions for them. So it might simply be a link to one of the contractors' websites that you find. And of course, if you can't do that, as a last resort, pick up the telephone and call them. Say, where are your tax cell list? And more than likely, they can point you to the right direction. Tax cell list, in nearly 98-99% of the cases, are very, very easy to find, and get this, 100% free. All right, the last one that new investors tend to overcomplicate are title clouds. And yes, this one absolutely can be complicated depending on how far in depth you want to take it. I've got hours and hours of footage explaining this as well, but let me give you a quick breakdown on how it works so I can help you simplify it. In a conventional real estate transaction, like you're buying a property through a realtor, you will close that transaction through a real estate attorney or a title company. At that closing, they're going to issue you something called title insurance. It's probably in with a whole bunch of other papers, and you probably never paid any attention to it. But that title insurance is an insurance policy against any defects or issues in the chain of title. In other words, it's going to protect the buyer from inheriting liens, mortgages, or other issues that they did not know about. Because you don't want to buy a property, give all your money to the seller, and then suddenly get stuck with a mortgage for $500,000 that you now have to pay for. That's what a title insurance policy is for. Now, when a property goes through a tax sale, there is an abnormality in that chain of title, because it doesn't just simply go from the delinquent taxpayer to the investor, right? That property is foreclosed on, it's taken from the delinquent taxpayer for failure to pay taxes, and then it's sold at public auction. So there's an abnormality in that chain of title. And what happens is, title companies see that, and they will not provide title insurance against that property. So in other words, the title insurance that is expected on the open market is not possible, meaning that while you do still own that property, the property does not hold as much value as properties being sold on the open market since it is not insurable. Now, this is where most people get super confused, and they think, well, The property's not worth anything. Well, I don't own the property. Or maybe they read somewhere, I have to hold the property for 5 years or 10 years before it becomes insurable. None of that is entirely true. You can solve this a number of different ways. A suit to quiet title, which is where an attorney clears the title in court for you. You can do a tax foreclosure certification, where a specialized company will review that tax foreclosure file. They certify the file, then they'll provide title insurance for you. Or you can sometimes get the former owner to sign off, and then it becomes insurable. Outside of that, you can simply sell the property at a discount as is and move on to the next property. Obviously, when we take a deep dive into the technicalities of each one of these, it can get more complicated, but it is entirely unnecessary. Depending on the value and your margins, it might be very, very easy. Buy the property, email a copy of the deed over to the attorney, that's it. Let them take care of it. That's what you pay them for. There's no need to try to play attorney here. Or just sell the property as is without repairing the title at a discount. And there's ways to do this. But in short, when it comes to all three of these things, there is no reason to go down the rabbit hole of every single one. I've done that for you throughout many, many videos and podcast episodes if you want to learn more of the details. But you can sit here and you can analyze each one of these for hours and hours if you really wanted to. But you can take this as deep as you wanted to. If you're worried about the LLC thing, get this. You can enroll in a university somewhere and spend the next 6 years taking all the classes you want on accounting, asset protection, and taxation. But it's not going to help you as a tax sale investor in the scheme of things. Instead, get started. Do not overcomplicate things unnecessarily. Learn what you need to learn and move forward. You know, it's tough seeing so many good, solid people, like my friend I talked about earlier in his business idea, who try to overcomplicate everything and they never, ever get started. I have hours and hours of training for you, free on my podcast and on my YouTube channels. I've created a very, very in-depth, comprehensive training platform through the Tax Sell Academy. The resources are there for you to learn, but eventually, it is time for you to stop overcomplicating everything. And it's time to move forward. That's all I've got for you today. I truly hope that this episode has helped you out. If so, please do me a huge favor and leave a positive review on whatever podcasting platform or video platform you're listening or watching us on right now. This podcast is free. I don't charge a listening or membership fee or anything like that for these podcasts, but your reviews really do help us out. And they might even serve to pay it forward to somebody else who learns about this incredible business simply because you took the time to tap that 5-star review or leave a positive feedback comment. And as always, if we can be of any additional help, make sure you check out our website at taxsellacademy.com. Again, that's taxsellacademy.com. Hey, take care, folks, and make it a successful day. We'll see you next time right here on the Tax Sell Podcast. Bye-bye.